For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Promotion of church events. In order to maximize our church's outreach efforts, we must make sure that people know of our existence. For this reason, promoting our church and its events is a part of our pastoral responsibilities. The Bible says believers are to be light, witnesses to the joy of fellowship with God, salt, symbolic of purity, preservation, and flavor, and Christ's messengers, those charged with spreading the news of salvation. We are to go into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. God could have used any marketing tool he wanted to communicate his message, but he chose to commission his followers to carry out that task. When we publicize our church or church events, we are not promoting ourselves. We are holding out Jesus to a world in need of a Savior. The goal of every promotional effort is to build relationships with the intent of winning souls to God. People do not connect with a mission statement, a logo, or a church building as much as they connect with other people. Promotional strategies are simply tools to introduce people to individuals who are functioning as light, salt, and Christ's messengers. As we consider ways to make our church known in the local area, we may also want to think about something that makes our congregation stand out and use it as a feature. Rather than being identified simply as the church on 2nd and Main Street, we want to be the church on 2nd and Main Street that has the wonderful music, or the friendly people, or the great Sunday school. The Lord asked Moses, "What is that in thine hand?" And the same question could be asked of us. While our emphasis on sound doctrine and holy living sets us apart from other churches in our communities, people will not be aware of that until they connect with us. What special feature does our church have that we can feature in order to stimulate interest in our community? Personal contact is always the most effective way to introduce people to our church, and this is a promotional effort that every church can do, no matter what limitations we face in terms of financing and personnel when it comes to other methods. As pastors, we need to equip our members to invite others to our services. If we give them the tools they need to be effective and lead by example in promoting our church and its activities, they will be encouraged to do the same. Those one-to-one interactions are invaluable. Although word of mouth and some other forms of publicity are inexpensive or free, at times we will want to consider options that have a price tag. Making promotional decisions and assessing the results of our outreach methods is part of our pastoral responsibility. Our choices will depend upon a variety of factors, including the size of our community, the event we are publicizing, the cost of the various options, availability of workers and other needed resources, and our careful analysis of past efforts. Before we begin any type of publicizing, we must identify our audience. Jesus always tailored his message to those with whom he was speaking. When he was around fishermen, he talked about fish, and when he was around farmers, he talked about farming. As we consider how to promote an event, we should ask ourselves, is this event designed primarily for our own church families, for individuals in the community, or for an entirely new field? Identifying our target audience will help us focus our resources. As we consider how best to publicize our church outreaches, we must keep in mind the basic principles of effective advertising. A good promotional device will do four things. It will capture attention. It will engage the audience by addressing their needs or desires. It will provide a solution to their needs or desires. It will encourage them to accept that solution. Some methods to consider include the following. Newspapers. Daily papers can be a good way to reach large numbers of people, but the cost of advertising in the metropolitan dailies may be high. In large cities, neighborhood publications often go to homes in the immediate vicinity of the church, and these smaller papers often are more willing to print news write-ups regarding church events. Be sure to make the article interesting and provide a photograph if possible. Some large daily papers provide spaces, neighborhood sections, art sections, religion sections, etc., for community announcements. We should familiarize ourselves with the options available in our area. Radio and TV advertising. When we think of radio and television advertising, we generally think of paid spots. If our congregation has the financial resources available, broadcasting the Sunday morning service or hosting a regular program of music and testimonies can be a successful way of acquainting those in our locality with our church. However, while these are valid options, they will be costly. There are also some free ways to advertise via this media. Many television or radio stations have a community corner where they publicize events in the community. Others will provide public service announcements for nonprofit efforts. Usually these PSAs are free. Check with your local television, cable, or radio station to find out what is available in your area. Electronic media. The internet is a powerful tool that continues to change the way people obtain and use information. For that reason, we need to explore ways it can be utilized in spreading the gospel and acquainting people with our church. If we pastor in the United States, we should be sure our local church contact information on the corporate website at www.apostolicfaith.org is kept up to date, and that we contribute items to the news section of that site related to our local church events. If someone in our congregation has the skills to create a website for our local church, this could be a means of reaching those in our communities. If our church does not have resources for an independent website, we could consider opting for an account on one of the free social networking sites. Church signage. We want to make sure that our church is clearly identified by good signage on the church property. If space permits, we should include our service schedule and contact information. Our church's sign is an expression of our identity to everyone who knows us, as well as to all who pass by, so we want to make sure it is attractive and well-maintained. If the church is located on a main thoroughfare, reader board signs can afford an opportunity to offer short gospel messages in a concise and captivating manner. Invitational flyers. Many of our churches have invitational flyers that provide information about location and service schedule, as well as highlighting special features about the church that would be a draw to those who receive the flyers. The flyers should be of good quality, with a design that reflects the conservative, godly organization we represent. Encourage visitors and members in your congregation to take them for distribution to their friends, business associates, and individuals with whom they come in contact. Promotional flyers. Many desktop publishing and word processing software packages can produce highly attractive trifold brochures. Brochures can contain a great deal of information if designed well, and are a common and relatively inexpensive method of advertising. Computer-generated posters publicizing an upcoming event can also be a great way to inform those in our areas about what is taking place at our church. We can encourage our whole congregation to take part in distributing the flyers or posting them at local schools, stores, or businesses that have a place for such announcements. Direct mail. Advertising with direct mail postcards is another advertising strategy to consider. Direct mail zooms in on a target audience. For example, people who have recently moved into the area around the church. Postcards can be designed and printed through online sources at reasonable rates and addressed to pre-selected individuals or unaddressed and delivered on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis. The United States Postal System offers lower rates for buyers of bulk mail permits. Directories or programs. Advertising in directories or programs varies in value depending upon the number of people who read or refer to them. Advertising in the local Yellow Pages is typically quite costly. We may want to opt for free local community or neighborhood papers or online directories. Business cards. Business cards are not only for retail businesses anymore. They can be a good addition to the evangelism tools we offer our congregation members. The card's small size offers a convenient and cost-effective way of introducing our church. Magnetic business cards are durable and increase the probability that your contact information will be readily available. Community events. Many of our churches schedule some form of community outreach event, such as a concert, fall festival, vacation Bible school, church picnic, or something of that nature. This provides a non-threatening venue where people in the neighborhood can come and learn more about our church. How do we know if our promotional efforts are reaching people? The best way to evaluate effectiveness is to track the results of each method. This information can be gathered in a variety of ways. We may wish to include a "How did you hear about us?" line on a response card included in our welcome materials. When we host a community event, we could put a similar question on the registration form. Our church greeters could be trained to include that question in their conversations with visitors. Compiling the acquired information will help us know which methods are most effective and make relevant adjustments based on what we have learned. In conclusion, we want to frequently remind our people that the best advertisement for the work of the Lord is the godly life lived by those who make our church their place of worship. Paul the Apostle challenged believers of all times by telling us that we are living epistles known and read of all men. A godly life, accompanied by a desire to reach out to others, is a winning combination. When our church becomes known as a place where people's lives are changed for the better, marriages are restored, and broken homes and lives are mended, people will take notice. Let us purpose to be a beacon of hope for the lost and hurting in our community. Counsel for ministers. As pastors and ministers, we must not be discouraged if it appears that our advertising efforts are not instantly successful. We are responsible to assess and evaluate our methods of promoting our church and church events, and we want to be good stewards of our financial resources. However, we cannot assume that we have failed if we do not see a tremendous influx of visitors as a result of our advertising. Paul the Apostle had his share of disappointments, and so will we. It takes time for a seed that has been planted to germinate and sprout, and one invitation or bit of information about our church may need to build upon another. We do our best to make wise decisions and then leave the results in God's hands. Our pattern is found in Acts 2:42, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers." As we faithfully preach the apostles' doctrine, maintain a holy way of life, and do our best to effectively present this pure, latter-rain gospel, we know that truly hungry hearts will find this way appealing.